This is the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the Christmas chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. Once there was a reindeer named Rudolph who lived at the North Pole in Toyland. Rudolph was younger and smaller than the other reindeer there. They all had proud, tall antlers. Rudolph's antlers were only tiny stubs. Worst of all, Rudolph had a big, bright, red nose. It was so red, it glowed in the dark. Poor Rudolph. He wanted to be like the other reindeer in Toyland. Oh, to have a small brown nose instead of a big, bright red one. The other reindeer made fun of Rudolph and called him names.
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
They teased over and over again until tears glistened on Rudolph's large red nose. Sometimes the other reindeer circled around Rudolph, kicking up snowballs with their tiny hoofs and covering Rudolph with a blanket of white, fluffy snow. All the reindeer loved to play games. They played tree tag and snow slide and tumble bones. But Rudolph was never asked to play. He stood behind a pine tree and watched. He was very lonely. Rudolph couldn't even play hide and seek with the rabbits. His glowing red nose gave him away every time. Before Christmas Eve, Santa's elves posted a sign on the gate to Toyland. Santa's team choosing time, the sign said. All the reindeer were asked to line up at 8 o'clock in the meadow. Santa Claus was coming to choose the team that would help deliver presents to every good little boy and girl in the world. The reindeer fairly danced with excitement when they heard the news. They pranced, tossed their antlers, and pawed the snowy ground with their hoofs. Each reindeer hoped he would be chosen to guide Santa's sleigh. It was the greatest honor a reindeer could ever have. Rudolph sighed. He was ashamed to have Santa see his bright red nose. So he decided to hide. At 8 o'clock, when all the other reindeer had gone to the meadow, Rudolph hid behind a holly hedge. His bright red nose blended in with the bright red berries, and the thick growth of leaves concealed the rest of him. No one would find him there. Down in the meadow, all the hopeful reindeer stood in a line, waiting to be inspected by Santa himself. Santa had to choose carefully. Only the fastest, the strongest, and the best reindeer would do.
I think Dasher will be fine. He's the biggest reindeer, said Santa.
Dasher,
wrote his elf assistant in a big book.
And Dancer is the strongest,
said Santa, pulling his beard.
Dancer,
wrote the elf.
Ho-ho! Let's see,
continued Santa.
Here's Prancer, and here's Vixen. They make the smoothest landings on rooftops. Comet is the fastest, and Cupid is the most sure-footed,
said Santa.
I picked them. At last, I choose Donder and Blitzen. They're best at twisting over treetops and skimming over telephone poles.
The reindeer in Santa's team were very happy. They rubbed noses, they danced and clicked their antlers together. Even the reindeer who weren't chosen were given good jobs. One was to try out electric trains. Another was to cuddle Christmas kittens. The only reindeer without a job was Rudolph. He wanted to help, but he knew he would be laughed at. So he stayed hidden behind the holly hedge. At last, It was Christmas Eve. Santa's elves were busy packing the sleigh. In fact, everyone was busy, except Rudolph. Finally, he could stand it no longer.
I don't care if they do make fun of me. I want to help, too.
He dashed from his hiding place behind the hedge and went to find Santa.
There must be something I can do to help.
The night was bitter cold, and a terrible fog covered all the earth. Santa's elves kept bumping into each other as they hitched up the team. They could hardly see as they put on each bright red harness and tied each jingle bell. To make matters worse, Dasher and Dancer were fighting over who was to be lead reindeer.
I was chosen first,
said Dasher, stamping angrily.
But you always trip over the moon,
said Dancer. Santa was worried.
We'll never get there if you two don't stop quarreling. And where is my Christmas list? Dash it all, I can't see a thing in this fog.
Just then, a soft red glow lit up the snow.
Thank goodness,
said Santa.
I've found my list. I must have tucked it in my belt. Who brought me this fine lantern?
Asked Santa.
I must take it with me. Why, I can see perfectly now.
It's not a lantern,
said Rudolph, trembling.
The light comes from my nose.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer,
said Santa.
I'm certainly glad to see you. Your light will guide my sleigh tonight. I appoint you head of my team and number one reindeer in all the world.
Rudolph was very proud. Now he realized how special he was, and he would never again feel ashamed of his glowing nose. Rudolph held his head high. Proudly, he pranced to the front of the team. All the other reindeer bowed. Donder and Dancer helped Rudolph put on his harness, and Cupid gave him a beautiful sprig of holly berries. Then down, down through the clouds and over the sleeping houses, Santa and his team flew on that foggy Christmas Eve. And leading the whole procession was Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. So, if you see a soft glow in the sky on Christmas Eve, you can be sure that Rudolph, the most famous reindeer of all, is very near.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy
with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.